Two Haynes small businesses stand out over more than 20 around Southeast and win the Path to Prosperity competition. And a Tidelines agreement between Skagway and the White Pass Yukon Railroad will likely be made public soon. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Two small businesses in Haynes were selected out of 27 from around Southeast Alaska as the winners of this year's Path to Prosperity competition. The two-year-old program is sponsored by Ha'ani, the community development arm of Sea Alaska Corporation, as well as the Nature Conservancy. The goals of the competition are to increase rural employment, spur economic development, and promote entrepreneurial know-how. This year's winners were announced at the Juneau Innovation Summit today. They are Port Chilcoot Distillery and Fairweather Ski Works. Both will receive up to $40,000 in seed funding for consulting and technical services. KHNS talked to the Haynes entrepreneurs about what the awards mean for them. Here's Margaret Friednauer.
Ian Seward and Grant Kraft have the skills and know-how to make custom-built backcountry skis. They've made a business out of it called Fairweather Ski Works in Haynes. They work out of Seward's wood shop at his home, tucked in the woods but in view of the mountains and ocean. Here, among planers, sanders, and sawdust, they've filled about 100 orders for custom skis in the 2 years they've been operating, using locally sourced spruce and birch. The craftsmanship highlights the character of the wood. Skis are often adorned with customized designs from local artists. But the technology of the skis is cutting edge as far as their performance, according to ski enthusiasts. Customers pay about $800 for a pair of skis, made in view of some of the best backcountry ski runs in Alaska. Seward says he's not surprised the business took off.
I suspected from the get-go that it was going to be a really good possible business for around here, just because the name of Haynes in the ski community nowadays is pretty recognizable, and we live in such a great ski mecca that it seems like, God, how can someone not be doing this here?
But some of the financial aspects of starting and running a small business, those are things Seward and Kraft are not so experienced at. That's why they applied to the Path to Prosperity competition. After being chosen as one of the 12 finalists, they attended a weekend boot camp in Juneau, where the participants were given assistance in writing a business plan and identifying how they would use $40,000.
That was, one of the biggest, motivators from the get-go, was just to learn a little bit about, business administration in general. And we got a pretty broad view of it, from like the financial things to the marketing aspects of it and all of that. So it was really a good boost for us that way to learn some of those basics,
Seward says learning more skills about how to operate a business will mean more opportunity for growth and success.
We'll get somebody on board for taxes, preparing taxes for us, and for kind of helping us run our books, and then in the process teach us how to do it too. Then we'll join some industry associations, that'll help kind of broaden the marketing outreach a little bit, and just try and ramp up the level of the whole thing a little bit more professional there, I guess.
This is the second year of the Path to Prosperity competition. Last year, four of the 12 finalists were from Haynes. The two winning businesses were a guitar maker from Wrangell and a small Huna sawmill. The competition was started to support innovative, sustainable businesses and economic growth in Southeast rural communities. That's exactly how Seward sees the competition, spurring the growth of two small businesses and the economy of Haynes.
I'm thrilled about that. It's a good boost to Haynes in general, just kind of as a moral boost as well as an economic boost to town. And it shows what people here are made of and that we can do it. Even in a little place like this, we can do it.
Reporting in Haynes, I'm Margaret Friednauer.
And I'm Emily Files. Heather Shade is co-owner of Port Chilcoot Distillery. On a recent afternoon, she's there overseeing whiskey production.
So we're in the distillery right now. That sound you hear is whiskey distilling. We're filling these 25-gallon oak barrels with whiskey. We've been pretty much doing this all winter.
For Shade and her co-owner and husband, Sean Copeland, the Path to Prosperity opportunity came at the right time. They started the distillery about a year ago, distilling gin, vodka, and moonshine. They've accomplished everything in their three-year business plan in just 1 year.
Which was start a small-scale whiskey distillery in Haynes, restore our historical building and start operating in it, get the laws changed to open up a tasting room, hire our first employee and put up a barrel of whiskey a month.
Writing a revised business plan for Path to Prosperity forced Shade and Copeland to focus on the next steps. They want to develop new products and use more locally sourced supplies. They hope to expand their sales outside of Alaska into the lower 48 and foreign markets. And they want to hire more people. Right now, the only employees are Shade, Copeland, and Mackie Cassidy, the tasting room manager. They want to grow, but in a way that fits with the character of Haynes.
It's not like we're looking to become Jack Daniels here. We just want to slowly grow to a size where we're able to, you know, supply to some markets outside of Alaska, and where we're able to, you know, have more of a team of people here working in the distillery, working on brewing and mashing and developing new and unique recipes, and helping us do marketing and sales efforts too.
Shade says the business boot camp Path to Prosperity held in September for the 12 finalists helped her get out of the sometimes lonely bubble of running your own business.
A lot of people who haven't tried to start something from scratch may not understand how much of yourself you really have to put into it, and it comes at a cost.
That cost includes 12-hour workdays and taking naps on sacks of grain next to the still. Shade says they plan to use the Path to Prosperity prize money for social media and web marketing work and to explore potential buyers in markets outside of Alaska. Shade is excited that two Haynes businesses won the $40,000 in seed money. She thinks the town could benefit from seeing local businesses succeed.
Small businesses like this have a great potential to impact a small economy like this, and I think we should have more of them. So I hope, you know, by having Haynes businesses representing this award this year, that will inspire other people to start things here or in the other small communities as well.
Shade says businesses in rural Alaska have the potential to make a huge impact on a small place. Skagway residents have been waiting more than a year to finalize a lease between the town and White Pass Yukon Railroad for the town's tidelands. A Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, released to the public last January outlined the basics. Since then, attorneys have been transforming those details into a legal document. It's taken longer than first anticipated, but the public may see a lease soon. KHNS's Margaret Friednauer has more.
When the MOU was first released, Mayor Mark Schaefer said the lease might be ready for a public vote by spring. Skagway voters have the final say in approving the agreement. But that didn't happen, and city officials haven't said much about it since then. At a recent assembly meeting, Dan Henry, who is on the negotiating team for the municipality, brought it up. He said the city and White Pass are still working on it. He told KHNS this week he expects the public will get to see a final document soon.
Our target is during this spring, this will come to a conclusion. Good, bad, indifferent, like it, love it, hate it, whatever it may be, this will be brought to a conclusion. And I'm hoping that can happen probably sometime in the next 30 to 45 days. That would be my hope.
White Pass President John Finlayson said this week from Toronto he agreed with that timeline. He says he feels confident there will be a lease that both sides can agree on and send to voters.
I feel that we are fairly close to reaching an agreement, and I would say that if we reach that agreement within the next 4 weeks, that would not surprise me.
Henry and Finlayson said there aren't any major changes in the new lease compared to last year's MOU. The new lease is being negotiated because the town wants to move ahead with the Gateway project to expand and rehabilitate the port. But they need access to some of the tidelands White Pass currently controls. White Pass, meanwhile, relies on the tidelands for its train and dock operations and wants to assure control of the area past 2023. Preliminary work has already started on the Gateway project. It's not clear what will happen to that momentum if voters don't approve the new lease. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Margaret Friednauer.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.